The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about creating cash flow in the midst of crisis. You know, a lot of times people will look at the situation that's going around the country, that's literally going around the world, and we have two choices that we can make. We can either shut down and say, oh goodness, let's just hang on until this is over, or we can begin to look at the situation we're in and begin to make plans to successfully keep moving forward. Now, I know that sometimes that's easier to say than actually do. And that's why I want to give concrete steps that we can take today, right now, while you're listening to this radio program, while you're listening to the podcast, you can write down these steps and apply them. Now, the very first one is to evaluate your current situation. Now, I have individuals that say, Crystal, my current situation, I can evaluate it in three words. It's not good. Well, that's not quite what I was looking for, because what I need to know is, and what you need to know is, what are the specifics? What are the actual numbers of where you are right now financially? I know that many of my listeners, many of you have been sent home and you have to work from home, which is okay. Maybe you're getting some good family time and at least you have a paycheck. But there are also those who are listening who don't have the luxury from working from home. They just are at home with no paycheck. There is no salary. And so whether you're working from home and maybe you're getting a different type of paycheck, or maybe you're at home and there is no paycheck, maybe you just have unemployment or not even that, the bottom line is this. We need to begin to look at what the actual numbers are, as scary as they may seem. Now, I know several years ago, I went to Weight Watchers, and when I walked in, the woman across the desk said, please stand on the scale. And I said, ma'am, you don't understand. I already know that I'm overweight. I don't need to step on a scale to tell me that. And she was not amused by my answer. In fact, she said, ma'am, step on the scale. And she explained to me that if I didn't step on the scale, then I wouldn't be able to see my base starting point. And if I didn't know where I was starting at, then I wouldn't be able to celebrate the victories or see the progress along the way. And if I didn't see the progress, then 9 times out of 10, what would happen is that people grew discouraged, and I could have been one of them, given up, and I wouldn't have had the success in that area. Well, the same thing, you guessed it, it applies to finances. You need to step on that financial scale. We need to find out where you're at right now so that over the course of the next 30, 60, 90 days, as we begin walking out of this, oh, because we will walk out of this. You do know that, right? It will get better. So as we begin that journey, we want to celebrate the victories that you're having when it comes to your finances. But in order for us to celebrate the victories, we have to find where you're at right now. So what does that mean? Chris, people will say, well, Crystal, okay, if you don't want me just to say it's not good or I don't have enough money or money is tight, what are you looking for? Well, that's a great question, because get your pen and paper ready, because here's what we need to do first. And our very first step is that we need to write down how much money is coming in the front door. And because of the situation that we're going through right now, I wouldn't even say how much is coming in the front door on a weekly basis. On a monthly basis, I would look at it on a weekly basis. You want to know how much money is coming in every week, because you guessed it, I'm also going to ask you to write down how much money is going out on a weekly basis. So what is the income coming in, and what are the expenses coming out every week, begin to track that. Because as we're walking through the situation, cash flow right now is the critical component. Now, when you're looking at what's coming in and you're looking at what's going out, you need to identify what are the core expenses. What are the expenses that must be paid? Going out for ice cream? If the ice cream shop is open, yeah, probably not a core expense. Making sure there's food in your children's belly? Yeah, I'd say that's a core expense. Keeping lights on or keeping the heat on? Yep, that's an expense that you want to make sure is paid. So write your list of bills that must be paid. Now, the other thing you're going to do is you're going to create a list of all your assets and your liabilities. And I know, I agree. I hate when there's financial jargon. So what is an asset and a liability? Well, I like how Robert Kiyosaki says it. He says an asset is something that will feed you, and a liability, it's something that will eat you. So kind of think of it this way. If you had an apartment building and it was creating you residual income that just came in every month like clockwork, yeah, I'd say that's an asset because what is it doing? It's feeding you. Now, people will say, well, look at this new car I have, Crystal, or look at this snowmobile I have. Look at all the assets I have. Oh, contraire. I would dare say that a liability would be your snowmobile because does it feed you? Does it make you money when it's sitting in the garage, especially during the summer months? Probably not. And so we need to see how many assets that you have and how many liabilities that you have, because that's critical in evaluating where you are. See, someday you want to have enough money that comes in that will pay your bills and will eventually buy you assets so that someday there will be enough assets that you don't need that job anymore because your assets begin creating a stream of income. And that day's coming. But first things first, we're evaluating where you are today. We're evaluating how much is coming in on a weekly basis, how much is going out on a weekly basis. What are your core expenses that must be paid? Next one is, what are your assets and liability? Remember, what's going to feed you and what's going to eat you? Now, if you're a business owner and you're listening, now a business owner, one of the things that you would do when you're evaluating where you're at is that you would begin to look and say, well, if I have an employees and I have expenses related to the business, what are some business lines of credit that may be open to you? Now, I want to pause here. I am not giving you a free license to go out and get all these lines of credit. So don't even say, but Crystal of Crystal Clear Finances told me to do it. What I'm saying is assess what's available to you and then let's sit down and we can discuss it in more detail. Because some of the regulations that have passed, they literally, for small business owners, they can get lines of credit at 3.65% for 30 years. 30 years. When was the last time, let's think about it, that we heard about being able to get a business loan at 3.65%? So that might be something to be thinking about to know, okay, here's where I'm at, here's what's coming in, here's what's going out, but here's how much money I can get my hands on in the event of an emergency. And you know, one of the regulations even pointed out that if you take a loan, and you'll want to do the right type, and there's a whole bunch that goes behind it, so I'm just giving you information right now. Again, this is not a recommendation, but there is now loans available to small businesses that even if you're the only employee, you could take that loan, and as long as you haven't laid yourself off or you haven't laid off any of your other employees, you may not have to pay that loan back. So there is a lot of new options that are out there right now that we just need to be aware of. Now, the final question when we're doing an evaluation of where we're at, and of course, if we were sitting down one-on-one, we'd go deeper into this, but this is just an overview of the thought process you want to start going through in this first step, which is evaluating your current situation. The final question is, if no more money was to come in the front door, nothing. They don't send any more checks, no more salary, no more Social Security, no more unemployment, no more nothing. If nothing comes, how long can you continue to carry on, pay the bills, buy the groceries? what is going to happen and when. We need to know if you have a 6-month runway, you have an 8-month runway, how long do you have to work with? Because the key question here is, we need to know the consequences, how much time we have if you don't pivot. And that is so key. So very first step, if you want to start learning, Crystal, how do I begin to create cash flow in crisis? Well, the first step is, hey, you got to step on the financial scale and find out where you are, what you have and what you owe, and find out how long your money has to last, how much you can get your hands on. Now, the next thing, and please understand, as I say this, I get excited, but I don't feel like we're in a crisis and run for the hills. I get excited because I know if you'll take these steps, it will help you walk out of the situations we are in. Because the first step is evaluating, but the second step is all about stopping the bleeding. Let's get the money turned off in areas where it doesn't need to flow. How many of you have ever had that discussion or heard the discussion, even if you've never applied it, on the definition between a need versus a want? Oh yes, it's very similar to that asset and liability example I gave you just a few moments ago, because needs are something that this is required so that we can survive. That would fall under that core expenses. But wants, well, those are things that are just fun to have. And I know that L'Oreal tells us that we can do things because we're worth it. But the truth of the matter is that if we don't have the resources, it's not worth it because of the debt load it can put you under. So once you've identified where you're at, right, step number one. Number two is we've got to stop the bleeding. And the way that we stop the bleeding is we begin to understand the difference between a need and a want. And when we understand the difference of a need and a want, it will change the way we're spending and the expenses that are going out. You know, I remember when we were going through a significant hard financial time. If you've heard my story, you know that over 30 years ago, we were counseled by Consumer Credit Counseling Services to file bankruptcy. Now, it's pretty sad when a consumer credit counseling agency tells you to file bankruptcy. You pretty much might as well just hang it up. But I remember coming home with my husband, and I remember him sitting in the breakfast room, his head slumped over, and he said, I just can't do it. I can't file bankruptcy. And so we created a plan that we were going to get out of debt. And I remember them saying to us, all right, well, we'll try this plan, but we can tell you this. If you miss just one payment, then all this credit card debt is going to come back at the full percentage rate that it was before, and things will be worse than it was before. And we're like, thanks for the vote of confidence. But we said, okay, let's move forward. And we began to define to ourselves, do I really need this, or can I use that dollar and begin to pay on my debt and get ourselves out of this situation? This situation impacted our family. I remember my daughter, Melanie, she was about 8 years old, and my son, Bubby, at that time was about 5, and we were driving home, and I was pretty excited because we had paid the bills, we had paid that consumer credit counseling service, we had given it, and we had $7, woohoo, 7 whole dollars to our name. And what we were, as we were going home, I said, okay, kids, what do we want for dinner tonight? And I remember Bubby in the backseat saying, I want to go to McDonald's. And before I could even answer him, Melanie, at 8 years old, turned around and said, Bubby, we could go to McDonald's and have hamburger and fries and we could be full for tonight. But then what would we eat for the rest of the week? Or our other option is we can go to the grocery store and with $7, we can buy peanut butter, we can buy bread, and we can get apples, and we can eat for the entire week. It was at that point that I realized that my daughter understood the difference between a need and a want. When you begin to understand this in your life, you will begin to make the changes necessary to come out from the financial place where you are right now. The other thing besides defining what a need and a want is and adjusting your spending is go online and look at your credit cards and cancel any subscriptions that you haven't used or shouldn't be using. Remember, what is a need? What is a want? You know, I did some research and it showed that MoneyWatch said that 84% of Americans underestimate what they spend on subscriptions. Think about it. What do you think you're spending? You got that amount in your mind? Well, according to research done by Waterstone Management, the average American spends $237 a month on subscriptions. Many of them, they're not even using. So my encouragement to you, if we're going to stop the bleeding, is not only do we define what a need is and a want and we change the way we spend, but we also stop the spending on unnecessary subscriptions. The third area is if there is credit card debt, then begin to talk to the credit card companies or consumer counseling to say, hey, here's what my income is. Because everything I asked you to do in step number one, stepping on that financial scale, yep. That's exactly what they're going to ask you to do. That's where I learned it from. So when you begin to understand that you can negotiate on these credit cards to get that debt off your back. I know that it's painful and often it's embarrassing to walk through situations like this. But you know, I think about dry docks and how the Navy ships will pull into these dry docks areas. Then they drain the water around these big, huge ships. And as you look at them, they're covered with sludge and barnacles and all these things that have attached themselves to the ship. And it wasn't always like that. Before, they were lean and crisp and shiny, and they would cut through the water. But now not so much. So they would come into dry dock, and at dry dock, they would scrub it clean. They'd begin to pull the barnacles off and the sludge off, and they'd rinse it down and scrub it down so that it could go back out into the ocean, sleeker, faster, a trim, lean fighting machine that could go out there. And that's what we want to do in your situation. We know that it is so important that not only do you take the first step of getting on that financial scale, but the second is we've got to go into dry dock. We've got to stop the financial bleeding, get it pulled off of you so that you can go into step number three. The stock market tumbled 1,000 points, and yet the panic and fear driven by the media didn't affect you at all. Why? Because you haven't placed every penny you owned in the market. You haven't given up control of all your resources, and you haven't bought into the notion that the only way to succeed is through risk in the stock market. You have confidence because your financial plan is crystal clear. To learn more, call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181.
Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I am so excited because today we're talking about the three steps that you can take to create cash flow in the midst of crisis. This is not the time to shut down. This is not the time to roll over and play dead. Here's the news. You ain't dead. It's time to get up and fight and realize there is opportunity. I know it might not feel like it to some of you, but there's opportunity here. And that's why today we're talking about step one, which is step on that financial scale and evaluate your current situation. Step two we talked about was stop the bleeding. Where is money bleeding out from you? And let's get that stopped. And then step number three. Now, step number three is probably the most difficult and the most rewarding at the same time. Because if you will take this step, you will be able to live like other people can never dream of living, but you've got to do what other people would never dream of doing. And that is step number three, which is reinventing ourselves. Now, many of you who are listening own businesses, so I'm going to use this as an example. And those of you who are not business owners, this should be very relevant to you as well, because most of us have experienced the story of Sears. See, businesses go in cycles. They start out in infancy. They're an idea in someone's mind, just like Sears was. What is a way that I can provide goods to individuals that will bring value to their life? and they were created. And in the beginning with businesses, it takes a lot of work when they're in the infancy stage. Kind of think of babies. They take a lot of time and money. You don't really get much back. A lot of hard work. Then they grow into that adolescent stage where it's kind of dangerous for a business because you think you can tackle anything. But they go through that adolescent stage until finally they get into the favorite stage, which you have a business that is mature. I want you to think about Sears again. Think about how it was humming. I remember there was a Sears right down in Colony that I would go to, and it had everything. It had the lawnmowers, it had clothing, it had makeup, it had the beds, it had everything you could think of pretty much was in that Sears store. But I also remember the day when I had a problem at Sears, and I went to their customer service desk, and they said to me, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, but no, that's not our policy." And when you begin to hear a company that says, you know what, I've become mature enough, I am old enough now that I no longer have to serve my clients, I no longer have to serve my customers, I can just be cranky old me and do whatever I want because I'm big enough. Well, when businesses reach that point, and all of them do, they have two choices. The first choice is they can either die with bureaucracy, where they stay the way they are and they chase their customers away. And before you know it, the stores like Sears are closing left and right because they forgot why they were in business. Well, the other options that business has is they can reinvent themselves. They can say, what got me to where I am today was how I served clients, but clients are changing. So in order to go to the next level, I need to think a new way and I need to reinvent myself. And that's what Sears didn't do. And that's what many stores don't do. But here's our opportunity. Because just like business cycles that go through an infancy stage, an adolescent stage, a mature stage, and then have the option to die in bureaucracy or reinvent themselves, you and I, as living individuals, have that same option. Don't believe me? How many of you have a cranky grandma? Now, I'm blessed. Grandma Pat, she's not cranky. She's actually pretty cool. She's reinventing herself. Maybe too much. But the fact of the matter is that she has realized to keep on with life, to participate in life. She can't just become cranky, wither up, and sit in a apartment complex and then wait for her time. But she's going to reinvent who she is. Well, you and I have that same option. Right now, we can either decide we're going to hole up in our houses and we're going to wait for the old ways to come back again, or we're going to face life and reinvent ourselves. Because here's the news. There is no going back to the old normal. We cannot unring the pandemic bell. Things will be changing. I think about my clients right now and what they're going through. The fact that they used to come to my office, we'd sit down, or we'd always start with a hug. Then we'd get a cup of coffee together. We'd go into our office and we would talk about how the kids are, how they're doing. And then we'd talk about finances. It was a wonderful experience. Oh yeah, and we had some few snacks thrown in there. But now, because of the way that the virus is and the social distancing, now we meet online. And they're trying to use their cameras when they shouldn't use your cameras at this point. They're doing things and they're learning to go digital. And one of the things that I'm realizing is that when this is over, 30, 60, 90 days from now, when it's okay for everyone to go back, I'm going to have some clients that don't want to leave the comfort of their home. They're liking the convenience of going online, meeting with their financial advisor, getting the insight and their wisdom right over the line. Then they turn off their computer, they're done, and walk into the living room, watch a movie, or whatever it is they want to do. They love this extra freedom. What does that mean? That means we're going to reinvent how we do business here at Crystal Clear Finances. Oh, yes. We will always have our clients that come in and get a hug. We'll grab our coffee. We'll chat. We're going to go over your finances and put a plan together. But now I'm realizing I might be sending cookies to some clients so that they can be eating cookies with me online as we have our coffee. We chat about how things are going and then talk about their finances, because business will never be the same as usual. we have now entered a new paradigm shift. And the whole reason why I tell you that is because now is the opportunity where you can redefine who you are. It is in down markets that people make money, correct? Right? That's when they're doing their investing. But you don't see it till you come out of that down bear market. Well, when we go through challenges like this, we may not see it. But if we will invest in ourselves now, then later we will see it, because then we will begin to realize, oh, I can actually have the job I want. I can actually start the business I want to do. So how do we do this? And this is step number three. When we are reinventing ourselves, one of the first things that we need to do, and this is something that we now have a PDF on our website that you can download, is that we do a SWOT analysis. Now you might say, what is that? We just want to know, what are your strengths? What are you passionate about? What can you do that you love to do that will add value to another person, and they will be willing to pay you income for it, so that it is a win-win scenario? There are many of you, and I won't have you raise your hand. Don't worry, they couldn't see you if you did. But there are many who have not been happy with their jobs, who have been praying for a way, how do I turn this around? I would say, now's your chance. Yes, we need to address the fact where your finances are, and yes, we need to stop the bleeding. But the third area is we need to discover what our strengths are and begin to sharpen our skill sets so that we become skilled in specific areas that can bless our family. I remember when we walked through our financial situation, my skill set, I could bake. And I remember going to the store with $3.50, and it would buy you 2 bags of Macintosh apples. It would buy you butter, sugar, and flour. And I would make an apple crisp. I would bring it to church once a month. And that $3.50 apple crisp would generate $40 for me. And I would use that $40, and we would eat better because I used my skill set and added a value that someone saw was worth to pay for, and it was a win-win for both of us. So in step number three, what you need to do is you need to find what your skill set is, what is the need that skill set can meet, and then sharpen your skill set now. Start training, get ready, get better, so that you can begin to offer that skill set in exchange for income. Because right now, in the midst of your crisis, right now, you can begin taking the steps that will create cash flow if you will identify what you were created to do, if you will sharpen that skill set, and then you will begin to reach out and use it. It will create a win-win and value to others. So let me summarize as we close. In order to create cash flow in crisis, there are 3 key steps. First, evaluate everything. Step on your financial scale. See where you're at. Number 2, stop the bleeding. Figure out what needs to be cut off, the need versus want. And then the 3rd one is reinvent yourself. Find your skill set that will meet the need that someone's willing to pay for. Add value, because it's only in the absence of value that price ever becomes an issue. If you will add value, price isn't an issue. Well, we are at the end of our time together. I want to thank you for joining me. I hope that these 3 steps that you can take bring value to you today. And if you have questions, feel free, give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week for more Crystal Clear Finances as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence facing every financial decision. Thank you and God bless.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.